What if you could transform the choices you make and unlock your business potential? Every decision you make has the power to shift your path. You have the ability to make inspired choices that drive growth and sales. Get ready to tap into the innovative power within you. Now, here's your host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert, Christine McIver.
Welcome, 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 everyone. I am Christine McIver. I'm your host tonight on the Inspired Choices for Business Growth show, where we talk all about business, about what's going to really bring you forward, what's going to help you personally grow, and what's going to help your business grow. Talking about business is one of my favorite things, and it's something I actually played as a child. I used to play business, and now I get to live it. How about you? What do you love to do in your business? What is it about your business that lights you up? And what is it about your business that's kind of dragging you down? I'd love to talk to you, and I would love for you to join us live tonight. You can come over to inspiredchoicesnetwork.com/chatroom, where we're going to be taking your comments and your questions and integrating it into the show. And if you have some specific business challenging questions, I'd be happy to answer them for you. So tonight's show is how to not destroy your business. Now, it's not a subject that people talk about as directly as I'm going to, so you definitely want to lean into tonight's show. So before we get started, I just want to let you know that if growing your business and really looking for the support that you need to get clear guidance, get professional guidance, and get support when you feel like giving up, if that's something you are looking for, I actually have 3 openings for business clients. Now, you can go over to my website, christinemciver.com, and you can check out everything that I have offering there. We can have a quick conversation about what it is that you're looking for and what it is that you would love to learn more about and how I can support you. So do check that out and come on back and check out tonight's show. Again, how to not destroy your business. So I'm going to just read the copy that we have for tonight's show and then we'll jump right in. So running a business is no easy feat. And sometimes, without even realizing it, we make decisions that can sabotage our success. In tonight's episode, I'm going to explore the common pitfalls that can destroy a business and how to avoid them. I'm going to discuss the importance of clarity, strategy, and self-awareness in making business decisions that promote long-term success. So, get ready, get your questions ready. And as I said, join us live at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com/chatroom. Now, if you're listening to the replay, if you're listening on demand, you can send me an email, christine@christinemciver.com, and I will answer your questions that way, or you can post your questions wherever you find it, wherever you're listening from. And as long as you can post the question, I will get notification and I will answer that for you. All right, let's dive into business. How to not destroy your business. So I've been really looking at a lot of things. I'm actually in the middle of finishing up my first book, and I'm very excited to bring that to all of you in just the next couple of weeks. But in looking at business and looking at, you know, how to not just destroy your business, most of us are not looking at it from that angle, right? We're not looking at it from that perspective. We're looking at it from the perspective of how can I grow my business, or maybe even how can I survive? And we're not looking out for the red flags. Right now on social media everywhere, people are talking about red flags when it comes to relationships. Well, what about the red flags with you and your relationship with your business? I think that's something that we should really be paying attention to. One of the big things, as I was thinking about tonight's show, one of the big things for me that I see people doing that's destroying their business and that you do not want to do is they are mimicking what other people are doing. Now, when I say mimicking, I don't mean that they have a website that's similar. I don't mean that they have a name that's similar. I'm talking about following patterns that other people are doing that appear to be successful. So here's the thing. When you're following someone, when there is someone out there that you believe is successful, you are assuming that they're successful, and you're assuming what you're seeing them doing is making them successful. But until you have hard evidence of that, you're just following someone aimlessly, aren't you? If you have someone that maybe has been your coach and you know very specifically that they're very successful, you've seen exactly how they operate in their business, you've seen maybe even some numbers in their business, you've seen how they are showing up and how they are getting more and more clients, you've talked to people who are their clients, you know, if you're a client, you know some of their other clients, that you actually have evidence that they are successful. That's fantastic. So following them and looking at what they're doing and observing what they're doing absolutely can be a plus for you. But here's the thing. Rarely is there someone out there doing something in their business that actually is a real solid match for you in your business. You see, the number one thing people are doing is they're trying to copy, mimic success without considering, does that really replicate how I feel, my values in my business, the way that I show up in business, the way that I would even speak in business? You know, I have a love-hate relationship with AI, and this has been going on for, you know, more than a year and a half for sure. And one of the biggest challenges that I have with AI is that people are using that as a source and they're not actually looking at it to see if that really connects with who they are. If you're showing up and you're saying things that AI has fed you or you have pulled from AI, and you're using that as copy and you're putting it out there and you're saying these things, but when you show up live with someone, that you're not the same energy as the copy that they're reading, or you're not the same energy as the emails or the newsletters that you're sending out, there's going to be a massive disconnect. And you're going to really throw people off. They may not even realize why. They may not even get that this is a different energy, that it's a different voice, as it were, that's speaking to them. When you are using other people's copy, or when you are using artificial intelligence copy, and it's not the things that you would say, it doesn't resonate from where you come from, if it uses words or it uses terminologies, or it's just the energy of the copy is not like you, that is a very fast way to destroy your business. Because let's say somebody reads your copy and they're very interested in what they're reading. They like the energy of it. They like the delivery of it. They're learning from it. And let's say they hire you. Let's say they hire you to speak in an event, and you get up and you speak, and your words and the delivery of the content is not what they were already exposed to, they are going to really be upset. They're going to believe that they've hired somebody that they didn't know, that they didn't understand. And the same is true is if you are mimicking or trying to follow somebody else's pattern in what they are posting on social media, if the way that they are maybe even showing up and doing a podcast, maybe they're trying to use everything that they see out there that is somebody else's, and they're not actually checking in with you. You're not checking in with you. You're not actually looking at what you're saying and how you're saying it, that you are constantly trying to be like everybody else. That's one of the fastest ways to destroy your business. So what I'm seeing is there are a lot of people out there that are showing up and doing posts, and I know some of these people and I have wonderful one-on-one conversations with them. And then when I speak to them, and I have these conversations with them, and I have a wonderful rapport with them, and then I see the posts that they're putting out, I have a major disconnect with what they're putting out. And it's actually turning me off. There's one individual in particular that I actually really, really like this individual. And it doesn't make sense to me. I know that this individual is starting out. I know that they're kind of trying to really elevate what they're doing in business and the way that they're showing up, but they are showing up under the umbrella of somebody else's behavior. That is a major disconnect. And here's another challenge with doing that. Your energy is going to be super, super zapped when you're trying to do it like somebody else, because it's not authentic to you. It's not coming from your heart. It's not coming from your energy. It's coming from you trying to be something you are not. That is the number one way to destroy your business, is to show up with a mask on, right? That's what you're doing, is you're putting a mask on. No one is going to be able to sustain wearing the behavior of someone else's business. You're not going to be able to sustain it because it's not genuinely you. That is a huge, huge thing. So you've really got to check in. Am I showing up and being me? Does this feel like me? You may take courses, and you may learn from different professionals out there on how you need to be writing an email, or how often you need to be sending an email, or how often you need to do a newsletter, or the way that you need to be posting. I've had people tell me lots of different things. Oh, you should do this. This is really successful. This is really successful. You need to text. You need to text. You need to text. You need to text. That's not me. You're not going to get texts from me if you are in my email list. I don't even ask for your phone number when you sign up for something, because that is not who I am. I am not going to show up and start sending texts to people over and over and over again. It's not who I am, and it's not the way that I want to treat my clientele. That is a perfect way for me to destroy my business if I start doing this push energy of following somebody else's pattern. Now, that may work for other people. That may really resonate for them. That doesn't resonate for me. So you need to ask yourself, what am I doing in business that does not resonate for me or no longer resonates for me? That these are really important things that, if you are doing this push behavior, this is a really great way to destroy your business, because A, there's going to be a disconnect energetically between you and what you're sending out to the world and your customers and your clients. There's also going to be a disconnect with you and your business. One of the fastest ways to destroy your business is to destroy you. Zap your energy, make you feel overwhelmed, make you feel like you're not doing the right thing. Destroying you will absolutely destroy your business. We have got our first break is coming up in a minute, and I've got a lot more that I want to share with you. I'd love to hear your thoughts on what I've been sharing. I'd love to hear how you have found your journey in being an entrepreneur and some of the challenges that you're experiencing. Those challenges, just sharing that information, could actually point to what it is that you're possibly choosing that is destroying your business. I want you to know that if you're listening today, you have an opportunity to make a different choice. You have an opportunity to grow your business. I was at a place in my business where it was just about completely gone. It was about 6-7 years ago, and I really thought I was having to close the doors. I thought it was over. Well, it's not. It's my business is growing, and it's evolving, and it's transforming into something I'm so excited about, even more today than it ever has been. So I want you to know that no matter where you are in your business, you can still come back from that, and you can grow it into something that you've dreamed of. So, my friends, you're listening to Christine McIver on Inspired Choices for Business Growth. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. Tonight, we're talking about how to not destroy your business. We'll be back right after this break.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@christinemciver.com. Now, back to the program.
All right. Welcome back, my friends. Thank you for joining tonight. And if you're just joining, you want to go back and listen to the first segment. Tonight, we're talking all about how to not just destroy your business. It's an important area to look at. It's an important area to keep checking in on. And if look at those red flags that might be right in front of you, but you're not really realizing what it is that you're doing that's destroying your business. So this is the show for this week. Next week, we're talking about shifting through the maze of offers, which is a completely different subject, but it's an important one too, because this leads into the next item about not to destroy your business, is not trying to do too many things. I cannot tell you how many people I've worked with, clientele, who they are real creatives, okay? If you know somebody who's a real creative, a lot of the times the creatives have ADHD. And that to me is a capacity that's not a wrongness at all. I love working with these people because I know that they're going to be very creative and they're going to have a lot of great ideas. And I get to come in and support these ideas. But one of the biggest things that I need to do is I need to get them to streamline their thoughts and their creative ideas. What many people who are very creative are doing is they keep throwing different things at the wall to see what sticks. They're distracting themselves in their creativity, and they're missing out on some of the other elements that are required for a successful business. Or they're trying to ignore the fact that they don't have foundational items in place. Now, I have friends, one of the friends I know is listening right now, that they are doing so many things, and it's fantastic. I know they are incredibly creative. I am the same way. I've got all these different ideas. And oftentimes I feel like I'm doing a lot of different things at once. But what I know is so, so important is that we step back and we get the foundational steps, the structure in place, the systems to support the success of these different ideas, have those be in place. So there's a time to be creative and there's a time to get structure in place. Now, I know a lot of creatives absolutely hate the idea of structure. They repel it. I've had people before go, no, I don't need to do any of those things. No, this is working okay. But what I know is that when we don't have that structure in place, what we have created actually can't soar, because it's like you create an idea, but you don't have the systems in place to educate people about this idea, this service, or this product. You don't have a way of nurturing your customers so that they keep being reminded about this product or this service. You don't have systems in place to do promotion and marketing. for these items. You don't have a long-term plan to support that creative side of that service or that product. So this is so important, because here's the thing. When you're creating something, you're breathing life into it. And there's nothing more exciting to me than being in the creation stage. That's fantastic. When it comes to the structure to support that, think of it like something boosting it up and elevating it and showing it to the world. I'm getting an image of the Lion King. You know, when the Lion King took the baby king, or whatever, I don't remember those names, but took the baby king at the top of the mountain and showed it to the entire jungle community. And everybody cheered because everybody wanted to see this beautiful creation. Think of structure in that way. It's a way to elevate and show it to the world so people can celebrate it with you, and people can also view it to see if that's something that speaks to them. When I first started doing the broadcasting of people's live radio shows, which are now podcasts and TV shows, when I started to do that, one of the biggest things that really popped for me was, people aren't going to just come to the network, our website, and find the content. There are millions and millions of websites out there, and I'm not naive to think that ours is just going to suddenly be discovered. Yes, we need to do the things, the promotion and the marketing and everything, but I also knew what was important was that I took the creations to where people were looking for them. That I took the recordings, the audio recordings, the video recordings, and took them to the places and spaces where people were searching for the content, so it was more discoverable. Well, when we don't have the structure and systems in place, we actually destroy our business, because we're constantly coming up with the new ideas, but it doesn't get the legs, the exposure, the promotion, and the visibility in order for it to contribute back to you and back to the business. That is very important. Now, if structure and systems is not your game, I get it. I am great at a lot of things. I'm not great at everything. I have amazing people on my team that I get to work with, that they can take some of these ideas and help me to create the structure within a system to really help to elevate the ideas. So if that's not your expertise, and it likely isn't for everybody, then you need to put up your hand and ask for help. Now, this doesn't mean you need to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, but you need to start somewhere. And so it's so important, because otherwise you are destroying your own energy. You're destroying your ideas. This is one of the things that I see, is people are coming up with amazing ideas, and because they don't have the structure and they don't have the systems in place, those beautiful creations are kind of dying on the vine, because they don't get the support that they need to, in order to, for them to contribute back to you by being, you know, exposed to the world. This doesn't mean that you have to send, you know, 100 emails every day. This doesn't mean you need to be investing a ton of money in a big promotional marketing, but you do need to have structure and a plan in place to support you. So when you are trying to do 17 different things simultaneously, you're not only going to have these beautiful creations die in the vine, you're likely, and I've seen this a lot of the times, you're likely not going to actually fully birth that creation. Also, when we're doing so many different things, our prospective customers and our customers and clients get very confused about what it is that you actually do. What is it you actually do? And a lot of them, by the way, they're not going to call you up and go, "Christine, I don't understand. Like, I saw this and I saw this and I saw this." They're not going to do that. They're not going to make the phone call, but they're watching you. They're watching what you're putting out on social media. They're watching what you're talking about. If you have a podcast, a TV show, they're listening. They're listening to what you're talking about. And if you are going off and you're doing all sorts of different things, you're not going to bring clarity to your prospective customer so they know what they can hire you for or what they can purchase from you. You've got to be clear. You've got to be very clear. And you've got to be in the same wheelhouse. So you can be doing different things, but it to be all under the same wheelhouse. So for instance, you know, this has grown, my business has grown over the years, and I now have 5 business streams. It didn't start out like that. I never imagined it like that, but this is where we are today. So we have 5 different streams, but all of these business streams connect. They all connect, and it makes sense that they connect. So I do business coaching, business optimization coaching. That's what I do personally. Then we have the radio, TV, and podcasting, right? A way to optimize what you do and your area of expertise. Then we have the summits, another way to get your message out to the world, optimize your expertise. Then we have the publishing company, another way, bring a book into the world, optimize, bring your message to the world, and optimize what it is that you do. And then the 5th business is we have a CRM program that optimizes all the aspects of everything that you are doing in business and pulls together a lot of tools to make things easier and to streamline it all. So all 5 of these connect. Now, when I initially started doing my business, the idea of doing a publishing company didn't make sense at the time, but it continued to evolve. But what was very important to note is that I made sure that I had systems and structures in place. I have a brand new business line that's coming out, so we're going to have 6 very soon. And this idea came to me, it was actually on New Year's Day. And it was so incredibly loud, my friends. It was so friggin' loud. It wouldn't stop. And I wanted to just take the day and do nothing, but it was just screaming at me. So I needed to write a whole bunch of it down and really kind of get it out there so we could start bringing it to life. Well, if you know me, I like to hit the go button really, really fast. But I've gotten better. I know that I need to have proper structure in place so that it doesn't tax the heck out of me and so that I can communicate it well and that the actual product can grow and really be sustainable. So here we are. It's the middle of May if you're listening now. So it's been nearly a full 5 months. But here's the thing. We are putting so many things in place, so many pieces of the puzzle and the structure in place that when we hit the go button, it's going to be smooth. It's going to be more ease for me and for the team to be able to execute in the business. So my message to you is you've got lots of great ideas, but do you have systems in place? Are you resisting having systems and structures in place? Do you think, oh, those things aren't important because you're more of a creative? Do you think that they just take up too much time or too much energy or too much money? Do you have that belief system about, you know, bringing something into the world? If you do, I really want to challenge you because without having a structure in place, it will not give the real strength of what you've created, it will not give the life that it possibly could be for you. And so, you know, a lot of the times, if you're running a million miles an hour, if you're always going, create, go, it's a sure way to actually destroy your business because you cannot sustain that and neither can your business sustain that. It needs support. And in order for you to grow, I've seen too many businesses. The other thing they do is they grow too fast. They try to push so much out there and they don't have their systems in place. They don't have their structure in place and they're not really paying attention to, you know, having a standard operating procedure for each of the things. And they are throwing money in so many different directions at the same time. They're not watching their funds, and they end up not being able to support a lot of these things because they're not watching their pennies in their business. It's so, so important for you to have structure. And, you know, if you're hiring somebody, you tell them what they want, what you want to do. If they're an expert in their field, like you're an expert in yours, they'll be able to come in and do it faster, more efficiently, so that you can continue to do your creative genius. Having systems and structure and having the right people in place to support that can make your business grow faster than you've ever even imagined. All right, we are up to our next break. It goes by very quickly. Do stick around. I've got more I want to share with you, some more red flags so you can pay attention to how not to destroy your business. You're listening to Christine McIver, Inspired Choices for Business Growth. We're on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine at ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my friends. Thank you so much for being here tonight. We're talking about how to not destroy your business. It's so important that we listen to these aspects, these red flags, as it is, in what can actually destroy our business. And so many of us have learned this because we nearly did, right? I shared that at the very beginning of tonight's episode, that there were some things that I did that nearly destroyed my business. One of the really big things that I did, and I've talked about a number of times, is I tried to do everything. I tried to do everything, and I wasn't an expert in everything. The very first thing that I tried to do, and I was sure I should be able to do because I went to school for it, was I tried to do all of the bookkeeping and accounting. I really felt like, oh, I could cut some corners there and I could save some money. You know what? It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous how much time it was taking from me. It was ridiculous that I thought that I knew how to do it, you know, 25 years past when I took the courses. And in fact, because I was trying to save some money, I got the first person that I ever got to do my accounting. I was trying to save money and I wasn't paying attention to his area of expertise. And I ended up being audited and it cost me $5,000. Really, really hard lesson to learn. Don't try to skimp. Try to look for what it is that your business needs, the level of expertise. Imagine if you hired people at the level of expertise that you are at with your skill set, right? So you're an expert in your area of expertise. Imagine if everybody you hired was at that same level of expertise in their area of focus. Imagine what a benefit that would be to your business. when you are trying to save money, when you are trying to, you know, bootstrap everything, it's going to show. It's absolutely going to show. Just because you think you can doesn't mean that you should. And it's a surefire way to destroy your business. Surefire way to destroy your business. Another surefire way to destroy your business is by thinking that you've learned all you've needed to learn. You're good. You've been doing it for X number of years. You know what you're talking about. And you're kind of just calling it in, right? You're just phoning it in. You're not staying on top of your area of expertise. You're not fine-tuning what it is that you're doing in your business. Businesses change. Services and products evolve. The demand for what people are looking for, what people desire, it changes. If you're not changing and you're not evolving your business, your products, and your services, it's going to show in your numbers. Now, I'm not talking about you need to be out here changing everything all of the time, but you need to be regularly auditing what it is that you're providing and if it still makes sense. Now, here's something that's connected to that, and it's a very important thing, is if you are not continually auditing you and you're not continuing to grow who you are, if you're not doing personal development, business development, developing, continuing to develop your skill set, if you're not staying on top of this and you're not continuing to grow, you're going to start to fall backwards. There's no such thing in business as just standing still and things continuing to grow, or even things continuing to stay at that same level financially. It doesn't mean that you have to have a huge empire, or you even have to have anybody working for you, employees or so on. It doesn't mean that, but what it does require is that you are continuing to grow who you are, and you're continuing to look at your area of expertise. Here's the thing. If you are a business coach like I am, and you're not staying on top of the changing business world that's out there, people are going to go, wait a minute, what she's teaching, what she's offering, is that's what we used to do years ago. I want to be more with, you know, these people out here that are showing me how to do these new things, and how to incorporate these new programs, how to be more efficient with my marketing and social media. If you're not growing you, the clientele will leave. If you're not educating yourself, your level of confidence will drop. Because when people are coming to you and they're asking you questions and you haven't been doing any elevation of your own mindset, it's going to show. And that's a surefire way to destroy your business. People will think you're outdated. People will think that you're not aware of the changing offers that are being put out there, that what people are looking for. Now, this, again, I'm not saying you have to do it like other people, but you need to stay current, both current with your area of expertise, and you need to stay current with your own mindset. I have seen people again and again, they either are doing absolutely nothing to grow themselves, or they're doing cookie cutter copying of other people. That is a surefire way to destroy your business, because either one shows up, it's not going to be genuine. We have a smarter clientele base in the world today. We have a much more intelligent prospective customers in the world. You know, you can just listen to people making jokes and talking about, you know, when I was a kid 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 50 years ago, whatever it is, it's so different from today. Yeah, it is. People are much more educated. People are much more aware of what is genuine. They're much more aware of what is current. They are much more aware of when someone is speaking from their heart and they're being authentic, or they're just trying to be like everybody else. again, we've always had this ability to read the energy of someone. Now we have the energy, and we also have different tools that we've been taught to be able to immediately pick up on. They're not being authentic. They're not being genuine. Or I heard that from somebody yesterday. And, you know, it's a very fast-paced world. And so really, I think one of the best things that each and every business owner can do is investing in themselves. Get a coach. Have a coach. Have a coach that challenges you. Have a coach that you can be vulnerable with and share where you're struggling. Have a coach who is going to challenge you and is not going to buy the doubt or buy into the less than that maybe sometimes pops up with you. It's so important that you are growing yourself and you're willing to challenge yourself again and again. And I'll tell you, one of the best things that's going to happen when you are in the space of growing yourself is your business is going to grow and you are going to have a higher level of satisfaction when it's coming from within you, when your creations come from you, when your communications come from your heart, come from your own personal stories, come from your own journey. It is going to feel so absolutely amazing because you know that's me. I've put me into that. And that level of satisfaction is going to come across. And the way that you support other people and the way that you assist other people with the products or services is going to shine through so much clearer. That the energy is going to be so incredibly attractive for people that are looking for what you have to deliver. This is so, so important. If you want to grow your business, you've got to look at what is it that I've been avoiding? What is it that I've not been willing to talk about? You've really got to check in on that. And it doesn't matter who you speak to. But speaking to someone who's an expert, expert coach, someone who you can really be vulnerable with, will make all the difference in the world. It will help you to get through those tough times. We all have tough times. It's okay. Those tough times can grow us. But if you're avoiding them and you are just trying to continue with the status quo of where you've been for the last number of years, I challenge you to look at your numbers. I challenge you to look at the amount of effort, the time, and the energy that you have had to invest in order to continue to even meet those same numbers that you have year after year. That is going to be a huge, huge difference. And you know what? It's not as difficult as it seems having a coach. When you have a coach, they want to see you succeed. As a coach, we actually, you know, as we work with someone, we're actually putting ourselves out of business as we grow you and as we help you to grow more and more. We're putting ourselves out of business. But that's the joy. For me, the joy is working with someone and they start to really feel the joy within themselves around what they're doing and things start to come together. It's like building a beautiful, beautiful building, right? It's like, oh my gosh, look at this. This is mine. When you have the support of experts around you, you get to avoid more problems and you get to grow even faster. So one of the biggest ways to destroy your business is avoid being vulnerable. One of the biggest ways is avoid being vulnerable. Avoid looking at the truth of where you are at. How many of us don't want to look at our taxes and we avoid doing our taxes to the very end because we're afraid to look at the numbers? How is that helping us? How is that ever going to put more money in the bank if you are avoiding that, right? Be willing to look at every area of your business so that you can enjoy your business. You know, your business should be pleasurable. And if it's not pleasurable, it's trying to communicate to you that there's something you need to be looking at. You had an idea this business came from within you and you were excited at some point. And maybe you've been excited over the years, but there are moments where you just start to feel terrible and you want to throw in the bag or you think you just can't keep going because of the finances. Well, I challenge you to start looking at places and spaces you're avoiding and what you have bought into believing that's no longer working for you anymore. You know, a belief is something that should be challenged again and again and again, because a belief that worked for you 10 years ago, it may not work for you today. And a belief is just a thought you keep thinking. So challenge yourself. Challenge your beliefs. It's a surefire way to destroy your business if you're not willing to look at your beliefs. All right. I believe we are up for our next break of the show. You are listening to Inspired Choices. I'm your host, Christine McIver, business optimization expert. As I said before, I have space for 3 business clients. If that's something you're looking for, do send me an email, christine@christinemciver.com, or check me out on social media. But do reach out so that I can support you so that you can avoid destroying your business. And that's tonight's topic. So stick around. We'll be right back after this break.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@christinemciver.com. Now, back to the program.
Yes, back to the program. Thank you, everybody, for being here. So tell me, what is it that popped for you as we talked about what could destroy your business? What is something that's popping that's kind of niggling at you? Are you willing to reach out and get support to change that? And are you willing to genuinely be vulnerable about what that topic is and really willing to change it so that you don't destroy your business? Unfortunately, there's not enough support in the world and vulnerability lessons to show us how being vulnerable can be such a gift. We talk about it, but there's not a lot of people showing that. I would love to show you that, and I would love to support you in that. Again, I want to remind you, next week, we're talking about shifting through the maze of offers. So if you have a lot of offers that are coming in and you're trying to do all the things, it's going to have an impact on your business. Well, that's not much different than what I was talking about earlier. If you are trying to do so many different things to survive, that's a surefire way to destroy your business, because when you are running in 6 directions, when you don't have the structure, when you're actually not even stopping and breathing life and enjoying what it is that you are creating, the energy that you put into that creation is going to be less than stable. It's actually not going to have the support that it needs. It's not going to have all the T's crossed, all the I's dotted. And when we are running, and we're worrying, we're actually putting that energy into our creations. So this is such an important piece to keep in mind, my friends, is that what you are creating in your business and the way that you're showing up in your business, we need to be spending more time with ourselves, more evaluation of what we're thinking about, what we're choosing to do, really checking in and seeing if what we're choosing actually resonates with our truth. If you have done any work on looking at the values of your business, what's very important to you, do you live by those values? Do you look at those values in your business and really hold yourself accountable? Or do you get caught up in the, but if I just do this, but I really need this money. If I just do this, if I just do that, oh, I'm going to do it like this. But yeah, I'm going to say yes to this. What's the energy behind that? Is the energy behind what you're choosing actually nurturing you? Or is it having panic come in? Is it having you wake up in the middle of the night worrying about it? Are you waking up in the morning worrying about the choices that you made or you didn't make or the ones you need to be hurry, go? That really is an area of business we need to be paying attention to. It's setting the stage for our future success. The energy of where we are at today is setting the stage for our future success. So if something is off, I strongly encourage you to take time to unpack that, to work with a professional so you can really look at what is happening here. What am I doing that's not actually working for me? If you could measure everything, measure it. If you can measure something, measure it. That information is going to inform you, but your body also is informing you. The stress level that you have, any anxiety, any worry, headaches, upset stomach, your body is working in partnership with you in your business. So your body is also there to support you and inform you. Be willing to listen. Be willing to give yourself the time and the space to create a business that nurtures you and your customers. You first, always you first, because the best of you showing up will bring the best of what is possible to those clients. It has to start with you, though, my friends, and you've got to be willing to look at it all. So are you looking at all of the aspects of your business? Are you looking at the impact on you, or are you trying to just get ahead the best you possibly can and going as fast as you possibly can? Speed is not always the answer, and this is from a girl that loves speed. I cannot say that enough. I love speed. I love creating fast, but I have learned over the years that that has not always served me, and it's not always served my business, and it certainly hasn't always served my customers. It's important that we build something that is sustainable, and it sustains us first and our energy. All right. I've given you a lot to think about tonight. Again, please reach out, Christine, at christinemciver.com. Go over to my website, christinemciver.com. Check me out wherever you are on social media. And if you've enjoyed tonight's show, please give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Just search Inspired Choices for Business Growth. You can search my name as well. I would be incredibly grateful. And this is going to assist when you do that. That assists getting this information out to those that need it, that are looking for it and don't know where to find it. Thank you for being here. Thank you for leaning in and being willing to be vulnerable and hear more about what it is that could actually be destroying your business that you may not realize. Until next week, my friends, I want you to remember you can always make another choice. I will be here next week. I hope you will as well. Make sure that you're having fun in your business, and I'll see you then. Bye for now, my friends. Bye now.
Thank you for tuning in to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. Christine McIver will be back next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Be sure to join us again for you and your business. Until then, remember to make the choices that align with your true desires. This is your business, and it's time to create the future you truly want. Thank you for tuning in to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. Christine McIver will be back next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Be sure to join us again for you and your business. Until then, remember to make the choices that align with your true desires. This is your business, and it's time to create the future you truly want.